We are learning Maseches Be'ah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, just as a Hakdama. We're going to be talking about three different things: Truma, Chala, and Matanos. Matanos is when you shech the animal, you have to give a Zeroya V'Lachayim V'Akeva. And it's a very nesugya like this, that Chala, to be Mafrish Chala, and to remove the Matanos, the Zeroya V'Lachayim V'Akeva from the animal, is muta even on Yontif. Why? Because we know you're allowed to make dough on Yontif, to have fresh dough, fresh challah, and you can't make dough without taking off challah. So the Rabbanim did not make an issur to make a fresh challah. Because the whole issur to remove challah or chumah or matan is only the Rabbanim did it, because it looks like a tikkun, whatever, that's the reason. It's also the Rabbanim. They didn't know what the issur Rabbanim when you're allowed to make challah on Yontif. So they took away the issur Rabbanim. Same thing with the shechting animal. You're allowed to shecht animal to eat on Yontif. So you have to take off Zeroya L'Chaim V'Keva. And then Rashi speaks out, even though Zeroya L'Chaim V'Keva doesn't make tevel, there's no tevel, it's not eat the basar until you take off the matanos, but L'maisa, you have to take off the matanos, because if not, you might come to eat that part. So you just possibly be able to eat your cut of meat, you have to take that off, the Zeroya L'Chaim V'Keva. Therefore, it's mutter do mafresh that on Yom Tov. Mashenk in Truma becomes Chayiv after you do...
Because then you're not even
sake. Right, that's true. The chiddush is less also, but it goes into the issa of magbein chumas and maizus. Now, by chuma usually it becomes chayiv in the field already. After you do dosh, you do the threshing and you make a pile, the meruach, then you take off chuma. So that usually happens in the field. There's no reason to do that on yontif. You do it before yontif. Therefore, there's no head to do that on Shabbos or yontif. There's no head to chuma. But there is a het to do on Yontif, Hafrashos Chala, and Matanos, because there is a het on Yontif to make Isa and to make and to shech the animal on Yontif. But Beshami says like this: Beshami Emim, Eim Elichin Chala Matanos Akoyim B'Yontif. You cannot give the Chala or the Matanos, which is the Zeroya, Lachaim V'Keva, the different parts of the animal, you have to give to the Koyim. You now give it to the Koyim on Yontif. Bein shumum emes, say if you were mafresh it yesterday before yontif. Bein shumum yom, say if you mafresh it today. Either way, you'll have to mafresh it today, we said, if you make the dough today. But either way, you cannot give this to the kohen. Now, why not? So it's mvuyah and Rashi and Taisa. Taisa says even if the kohen comes to the house, you can't give it to him. It's not a var of issa itself. The reason why you can't give it is gzeira that people are going to think you'll have to be a truma on yomtif. That's why you don't give matanas on yomtif. Beshamai says to Beisilu, Gzeres Shava, I'm going to make a limud, Gzeres Shava is Lav Dafka, Rashi speaks out, I'm going to make a Gzeres Shava, Chalo Matonois, Maton Al-Koyin, just like Chalo Matonois, Maton Al-Koyin, V'Truma, and Truma also Maton Al-Koyin, Kishem Sheva Lichem Isat Truma, just like you can't bring Truma, even you agree, you can't bring Truma to the Koyin on Yom Tif, Kach Eim Alichem Isat Matonois, you also can't give Matonois. So you agree you can't give Truma Matanos. Even if it's on that fast, no problem. It's all because the Xeri might take off Truma. So you can't bring Matanos either. That's the Beshami Tanya to Beis Hillel. You must learn out Chala and Matanos from Truma. Omulem Beis Hillel, what's the Dimyan? Lo Yim Amartem Truma. If you say about Truma, that you can't give it to the Kayin on Yom Tiv, She'en Ez HaKayin, but Ramasi, now they'll take, do HaFrasha. You now do HaFrasha's Truma. Taimru Matanos, it's mutter to do it on Yontif, to take off the Zeroya L'Chaim V'Keva and take off Chala on Yontif. Therefore, they'll be mutter. Don't make a dimmi, don't make a limud, it's not a dimmi. So therefore, Beis Hillel argues the Meshame. So the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring a braisa with three different shitas, what Machlokes Meshame Beis Hillel is, just in the Cheshbon. And we're trying to figure out which Van Yom is our Mishnah. Kasalka Daitach, Shehumu Mahayoyim V'Shnishchu Mahayoyim. When it says that Bein Shehum Ma'ayoyim, Bein Shehum Emesh, that say if it was, you separated yesterday or separated today, according to Beshami, now I give it, we thought it was even if it was shechted today, the Behema. And we thought that when it said Bein yesterday or today, meant say if it was shechted yesterday or shechted today, that's what it means. So tomorrow, money, mastisim, our Mishnah then is not loy Rabbi Yosi, but loy Rabbi Yehuda l'acherim. It must be, it's the Man Yom HaAcherim, not Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Because we have a bright with three shittas, one's Rabbi Yehuda, one's Rabbi Yosi, and one's the HaAcherim. And we're going to say, our Mishnah sounds like the HaAcherim. The Tanya, we learned in the bright, so, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, L'nechleku beshame beshil ha-matonois shehumer merav yontif. Beshame, so do not argue, if the matonois that were separated yesterday, you're allowed to bring that to the Kohen along with the matanos that were separated today. Shemalichim and Ma'atonis Shahum Mahayoim Shinishlu Mahayoim. If you shecht an animal today, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees you could shecht the animal, take off the Ma'atonis, and give it to the Kohen. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that they don't even argue about if I have yesterday's Ma'atonis also, I can bring it together with today's Ma'atonis. So what's the Machlokes by Shammai or by Hillel? The whole machlokes is, if you only have matanos that were separated yesterday, could I bring it today on Yom Tov to the Kohen? You cannot bring it to the Kohen. And Beis Hillel says, you're allowed to bring it to the Kohen. The issue is, you might take off Chuma on Yom Tov. That's what this is. All xero to that. So this is what I'm saying. If it was shechted today, since it's a heter to be mafreshit, so everyone understands, since it's a heter to be mafreshit today, I can bring it and I'm not going to learn it to Chuma. And not only that, he says that something called tfela, tuffle. I could now schlep along yesterday's stuff with it. But yesterday's matanos, even though it's not Chuma, it's matanos, I can't bring. Because people are going to think that I'm allowed to even bring the Chuma and then come to take off Chuma on Yom Tov. So Ella Licha Bnei Asma. Shammai Melicha is Omer Melicha. The Kach Hoyu Bei Shammai Donim, and Bei Shammai made this limud. Chala Matana is Matana Lekoyim. Chala Matana is go to the Koyim. But Chuma Matana Lekoyim. And Chuma is Matana Lekoyim. Because Shem Shem Melicha is at Chuma. Just he can't be Melicha Chuma. Because he might then come to be Mafras Chuma. Kach E Melicha is Matana. He also can't be Melicha Matana. Omlem Bei Sila Loi. Don't bring a raya from Chuma. Loi. Ima Marta Matuma Shein is a Koyim Aramosa. You're not allowed to be Mafras. Now separate Chuma on Yom Tif. Because usually it's chayiv from before Yom Tov. Tayru b'matana is a kavod ramosam. It's mutter to do on Yom Tov because you're allowed to shech the animal on Yom Tov. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. What does Rabbi Yosi say? On Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi is very mekel. On Rabbi Yosi, leinachlu beisham v'sila matanis shemalichin. Everyone agrees you're allowed to be meilich matanis. You're allowed to bring matanis no matter what before Yom Tov, on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring matanis to the kohen. Leinachlu ela ala truma. Don't look at this on truma. Truma that you mafres yesterday. Shem says you cannot bring it to the Kohen. Beis Hillel Melichin, because Beis Hillel doesn't make a gzera b'chlal. The Kachoy Beis Hillel Donim. Beis Hillel made the gzera shava here. Made the gzera shava the opposite way. Chalom Matanos Tana LeKohen. Chalom Matanos are Matanos to the Kohen. But Chuma Matanos LeKohen. And Chuma is Matanos LeKohen. And Kashem, the same way you agreed to me, Shem Melichin is Matanos. You're allowed to bring the Matanos to the Kohen. Kach Melichin is a Chuma. You can bring the Chuma also. Omelem Beis Shammai. Shem says Loi. Im Amrit. But Matanos should go to Ramasa. Matanos is mutter to be mafresh today. Tanu Matrumos is a kohen Ramasa. Now be mafresh today, and therefore he holds truma he can't bring. So according to Rabbi Yosi, he's very makel. He says all matanos chal you're allowed to bring to the kohen, no matter what, from yesterday from today. The only thing you can't do is yesterday's truma I can't bring today because people are going to think according to Rabbi Shammai you're allowed to be mafresh. And he still says I don't worry about it. I don't make zerum that either. So he's very makel. That's shown on our Mishnah. The third shita, Acherim Maimrim. The third shita is. Shita of Acherim Loi Nechlu Beisham Beisila Al Chuma She'ein Melichim. They didn't argue about Chuma. They definitely don't bring it. Loi Nechlu Al Matanos. Don't think it's Matanos. Beisham Beisham Melichim. U Beisila Al Melichim. That Matanos Beisham says it can't be Melich. It sounds like never allowed to be Melich. Even if it happened today. U Beisila also says Beisila says no. You could be Melich to Matanos. So Lama Zogin Amishta Lema Acherim Hivla Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say Amishta is Acherim and not Rabbi Yehuda. Why should you say Amishta is Acherim and not Rabbi Yehuda? The reason is because we learned that our Mishnah was talking about that Beis Shammai says you cannot give the matanos when it says Bein Shehurbu Me'emesh Bein Shehurbu Me'ayoyim means not only Hurbu Me'ayoyim or Shechted today. Even for Shechted today, I can't give it. So it sounds like the Shita of Acherim. That's what it sounds like. So maybe Amishta is Shita of Acherim, not Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi. I'm a Rava. So Rava says, no, you have it wrong. Mik Tani Shehurmu Mayim, Shinshu Mayim. If you daik in the Mishnah, it doesn't say Hurmu Mayim and Shechta today. It didn't say it was Shechta today, it just said it was separated today. Shehurmu Katani just says that it was separated. Ula Oilam Shechitasam Mayamish. And really, the Shechita was yesterday. Really, the Shechita was yesterday. It doesn't say anywhere the Shechita was today. So if the Shechita was today, a taka would be mutter. So it takes mutter. The reason why you can't do it is because it was yesterday. So Leimos, so Mishnah Gemara says the opposite. Leimos Rav Yehudi v'lo Acherim. So maybe it's Dafka Rav Yehudi Acherim because our Mishnah is mashma like this: that if it would happen today, the Shechita, then you would be able to melech Beis Shammai. So it's mashma like Rav Yehudi, not Acherim. Acherim sounds like you never allowed to be melech according to Beis Shammai, even for Shechta today. And here it's saying not like that. So maybe Leimos Rav Yehudi v'lo Acherim. So I said, no, I feel a tema Acherim, even Acherim. could agree to this halacha, that if it was shechted today, you could bring it. The whole achem it says that Fibe Shami now be Mailachit is the one that was shechted yesterday. But the kasha is, if that's what achem means, then what's the difference in the brayse between achem and Rabbi Huda? Both saying that if it was shechted today, you let it be Mailachit according to Beis Shammai. And was shechted yesterday, that's when you can't. So it's the same shita who done achir. So the Gemara, you can benay out tefeilo. The nafkamina be is if you shech something today, which there everyone will agree, you'll have to be meilech to matana, or you'll have to bring yesterday's matanas along. Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and the achirim say no. That's what comes out from this Gemara. There's a kash on this Gemara, there's a void in this Gemara, that if you shechted something yesterday, or you made an Easter yesterday, I could take challah today. I could take challah today. Just the only halach is, if you have Yudan Acherim, is you can't bring it to the Kohen. But it sounds like a lot of do it today. Hom Rayon. The problem is, the Gemara and Daf Tess had a machloikus about this between Avua, the Shmuel, and Olam HaDiyama. And here, the Gemara was just like quiet about it. For Pashas this way. So the Rajva and the Rishonim talk about this thing. They hear it's Mashba, Lekuliyama, Ayin the Rishonim. They hear it's Mashba, Lekuliyama. I could, something that happened yesterday, I could do today. I could do the Afrasha today. So the Gemara Vaita, what?
I see from
Rashi Vachem, Rabbi Huda
holds what?
Because Rabbi Huda brought down the Tvela, Rabbi Huda brought down the Halacha, Rabbi Huda starved the Brisa. He said that everyone agrees that Yimalichim im ha-matanish hum ma'ayayim. And the Rachem never say anything about that. So it's clear that he says Tvela. He doesn't say that's the B'machlekas. Om Rabbi Huda Mashmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yesi, Upasna Rabbi Yesi, which is the most cool of the Gashita, that you allow the Yimalich hum ha-matanish chala, and even Truma according to basically, a lot of bring. So Rav Yossi is most cool. Actually, the passing of Rav Yossi, Rav Tuvi Bereid, Rav Nechemya, the Havalei Gavra the Chamra. So he passed Rav Yossi. Now the Gemara says, "Vayit Rav Tuvi Bereid, Rav Nechemya, Mormi's Maisa to bring out this halacha. Havalei Gavra the Chamra the Truma. He had this little jug of wine of Truma. Also, come to Rav Yossi. He came to Rav Yossi. Only Maulam Tuvi LeKayin Idna. Can I bring it today on Yontif to the Kayin? I want to give the Kayin some wine. Simchas Yontif." Amalei, yes, sure. Hachi Am Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, halacha Rabbi Yosi. We pass on Rabbi Yosi. They allowed to bring over the wine, the truma on Yontif. Even truma they bring on Yontif. So the Gemara Vayit. The next Maisa and the Gemaras are going to a little bit the Isser of Dosh, and then the Gemaras are bring back our Mishnah as a Kasha. I don't know if we'll get to that part today, but we're going to start just the Gemara. Ishbezichne the Rava Bar Rav Chanan Havalei Asiros the Chardla. The host of Rav Archanon had this bunch of mustard seeds. Now, the mustard, it was a mustard plant. You have to take the seeds out. That's the way you use mustard. You take the seeds out of the plant. And he had a bundle of mustard plant. Amalei, so he asked Rava Bar Archanon, Ma'ala fruche mechom en av yontif. I'm allowed to break it apart and let the seeds come out on yontif. What's the shaila? There's the Isser of Dosh, one of the Malachas, Lamates Malachas, and this is a Tolda of Dosh, to take out the seeds from the Sharbitim, from the stalks, is the Isser of Dosh. Now we know, we had this before, we spoke about Daf Gimel, that on Yontiv, it's not so posh that everything's Mutaf Eichel Nefesh, only maybe things from Losh Ve'elef, only from Losh and on. But Dosh, which is before Losh, which would also be like schita, is not mutar on yontif. You're not allowed to squeeze lemons on yontif. It's a of something to do on yontif. We'll see certain ways that things are mutar, but dosh is also on yontif. Al kaponim. Here it says that they asked him, could I take, do dosh, could I take the seeds out of the mustard? Lev yada, he didn't know. Also kamei de rava, they came to rava. Rava is usually rava bar Yosef. So looking at Rava, Amalei, Moilim Alilois Umefarchen Kitlias B'Yontif. You're allowed to do it B'Derech with a Shinui on Yontif. Moilim means with your hands, you cross with your hands, or Mafrichim also, you could do it with your hands and get out the seeds with your hands. What's the Pshat? Because that's Kla'achayad, that's Dosh Kla'achayad. And even on Shabbos, it's not the Raisa. So on Yontif, V'mokim, Simchas Yontif, they weren't guys as Isdra Abbanah. That's what Rava said. You could do it because it's doing it with a Shinui. Let it do Dosh with a Shinui on Yontif. That's the bottom line, because Simchas Yontif. Eisve, Abaya has a kash like this. Hamoylem Lios Ve'er Shabbos. If someone loosened the seeds, let's say it's wheat kernels or barley kernels, and eat this plain on Shabbos on Yontif. So Hamoylem Lios Ve'er Shabbos. You loosened the seeds before Shabbos. L'macha, on Shabbos, what you're allowed to do is, menafeach miyad liyad. You're allowed to blow it from one hand to another hand. And if you blow the seeds from one hand to another hand, or the kernels from one hand to another hand, the chaff will fall off automatically. So you're doing bayrer, kalach liyad, to eat it miyad. It says ve'oichel, and eat it miyad. We know on Shabbos, that as long as it's done biyad and miyad, it's mutter to do. So here, you're doing this with your hands, miyad liyad, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. You can't use a tool called a kanoin or a tamchi. Kanoin is this little like funnel that's narrow on one end and big on the other end, and that you put the seeds through it and it catches all the chaff. And a tamchi is like a big plate. You use that also to separate the bad from the good. You know, I'll do that on Shabbos. Now, what about Yomtiv? Hamoyel Mulius Merav Yomtiv. You can loosen it before Yomtiv. Lamacha, next day, Menafeach Yad Yad. You let it blow it. You don't have to blow it from hand to hand. You could blow it a little bit at a time, which means you can do it even in the normal way, as long as you're doing it in a way where you're blowing it a little bit at a time. Vayichal and eat it. Vafil b'knayim fil b'tamchi. You don't have to use a knayim tamchi. Avalei b'tavla. You can't use a specialized plate. Vlei b'napa, not a sieve. Vlei b'kivra, not a sifter. And the reason is, those things are usually used as sifting for tomorrow. When you eat by your table, you don't use a sifter to sift things. You use a kinyan tamcha by your table. So anything that's derech oichel nefesh, that's mutter. But something that's for the future, that's also to do on Yom Tov. So what does it say over here? Moilo melilois has no erev Yom Tov. Rava say you like to do it on Yom Tov. It's masvir. The separating can be done on Yom Tov, and just not with a specialized tool. But Moilo melilois has done before Yom Tov. What's going on here? It's a kasha on Rava. Erev Yom Tov, Yom Tov loy. It's masvir. Yom Tov can't do it. So my answer is no. I feel the table of Yom Tov. You're allowed to do Moilo melilois on Yom Tov. So why did it say erev Yom Tov? The idea, Tana Reisha Merav Shabbos, Tana Sefer Nami Merav Yom Tov. This is the Reisha's Merav Shabbos. Sefer what says erev Yom Tov. Akaponim, that's what happened in this Maisa. And Yetchem, on tomorrow's daf, we'll continue. What's going to come out over here is, you see, there is a way that you could make Tvua ready for Chuma on Yom Tov. Because here's a case where I could do my Dosh in by my own lilas on Yom Tov. Usually you can't do Dosh on Yom Tov. That's what we said. Chuma usually happens before Yom Tov. But here we have a case where you can do Dosh on Yom Tov, and the Akasha, our Mishnah says, no way could you do Chuma on Yom Tov. Lachar, here it could be a way, and that's to be a discussion on beginning of tomorrow's daf and continuation of this Gemara of Dosh.